For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's August the 13th, and we've got two topics today. We're going to talk about household hazardous waste recycling, which is coming up this weekend, and mushrooms. If you can believe it or not, as dry as it is, we're going to talk about mushrooms in the forest. Are they there? We'll have some answers. Andrea Shelton, good to have you here, City of Columbia. This is a big weekend for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's our household hazardous waste collection. It has been going on since April.
Yeah.
But our numbers have been just a little low.
You know why? Because it's been so hot.
It's so hot. And people think they have to come in, get out, and lug their hazardous waste to the door.
No, they don't. No. You just drive up there.
Drive-through service.
Right. And Andrea comes out in her hard hat.
And my safety vest.
And unloads everything. No, the thing is, it's really a wonderful service
that
you have. And you can recycle paint.
Paint, oil, even gas from your lawnmower, batteries, fluorescent light bulbs.
Yeah. The little squiggly ones are important. You don't want to put those in the landfill.
No, you do not.
Yeah, because they got mercury in them.
They have mercury in them.
So you need to recycle those and the long fluorescent light bulbs
also. Car batteries.
Oh yeah,
you know, things
and even the batteries in your flashlight.
Correct.
You don't want those to go into
the landfill. Pesticides, herbicides. We take so much stuff that it just does not belong in the landfill, and it's really easy. It is so easy to recycle those items to bring them in. Come into our drive-through service. We open at 8. We close at noon. We're open every first and third Saturday, April through November.
Yeah.
Our volunteers up front will direct you to, you know, go through whichever line you need to go through, depending on what materials that you have. Mm-hmm. And then the guys in the back will get it out of your trunk. You don't have to get out of your nice, cool car.
When she says drive up, she literally means it. It's like driving up to get a hamburger. Mm-hmm.
It's a drive-through.
You just drive up there. I remember when I did that, I wanted to get out, and they said, no, you don't have to get out. Stay in. They take everything out.
Yeah, because it is household hazardous waste, so we prefer for you to stay in your car.
Okay. Yeah. And if you got paint, if you have a little bit of all different colors of paint, bring it down there, and you people mix it all together,
do.
And come up
We get more of that than anything.
Paint?
And we reconstitute this paint, prep it, and actually Monday afternoon, you can come in if you're looking for a particular color and get some paint.
Mm-hmm. And you may even get some colors that have never been seen
before. Very interesting colors.
All right, so the date and time, it's this coming Saturday.
Mm-hmm. 8 a.m. to noon.
Where?
1313 Lakeview Avenue. And we're open every first and third Saturday, April through November.
Okay. And if people want more information, can they call?
They can give me a call, 874-6271, or they can visit our website at gocolumbiamo.com.
And you will be there?
I will be there. And, you know, we're also looking for volunteers. You know, it is really hot out, and so our volunteers have fallen off just a little bit. So we really are looking for volunteers to help assist us with that drive-through service as well.
Thank you so much for coming.
Okay.
And you're going to have your 8x10 glossies here, right?
I may or may not have.
Last time you ran out of hundreds of them there.
I know. It's so popular.
Thank you. Now, with the dry, hot weather we have, we're going to talk about mushrooms. And we have the Missouri Mycological Society on with us. Melissa Underwood, welcome to Radio Friends.
Good to be here.
And Stan Hudson, pleasure to have you back with us,
pleasure
Stan.
To be here.
So you've got an event coming up this Saturday also, right?
Yes, for all of those who are wanting to see some mushrooms but you're not seeing them in the woods right now, you can come out. We're having a third of our four workshops that the Mycological Society puts on, and this one's on the common mushrooms of Missouri, so you can learn a little bit about 10 common mushrooms that are out there.
So that's this coming Saturday. Will you have mushrooms there?
I don't know. We might have a few there. We'll have to see what we can dig up. More like some dried specimens or maybe some frozen stuff that we can have people try.
Yeah.
Some that people find in the woods on the way to the workshop, even.
As dry as it is?
There are a few mushrooms that grow on wood and things that are still popping out there.
edible mushrooms?
Not too many edibles.
Yeah.
But there are lots of mushrooms.
This hasn't really been a good mushroom year, has it?
No, absolutely not.
So when the people come this Saturday, explain what is going to happen.
Well, there's a presentation that will be given by Brad Bomance. He's one of the folks who does those sorts of workshops at MOMS. And so he'll go through 10 mushrooms, tell you how you can identify them. And by the end of that workshop, you'll be able to go out in the woods and at least recognize those 10 mushrooms. And mm-hmm. get them.
Are morels one of the 10 mushrooms?
Not of this one. That'll be featured in our edible workshop, which we'll have in the fall in October. So
okay.
That'll be something to look forward to then.
Yeah, but morels are not, you don't pick morels in the fall, though, do you?
No.
Only in the spring of
the year.
Pretty
much only in the spring.
So what kind of what edible mushrooms could we find in the fall in the woods, if we have rain?
Well, we definitely find chanterelles. When we have dry summers and they don't show up, they will show up in the fall.
They're what?
Chanterelle mushrooms.
What is chanterelle?
They're a really good gourmet mushroom. They're one of my favorites. And then another one that you may have heard of is the hen of the woods. The Japanese call it the maitake mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big frond-like mushroom that you can find. It can be up to 5, 10, 20 pounds.
Yeah. In fact, I think when Dana was on the last time...
Oh, she brought you in a chicken of the woods.
A chicken of the woods.
Yes.
And that's a great. And I've seen those.
Yeah.
I've seen those growing in
Yeah, they're
in
bright
woods.
Orange, so they're easy to spot.
And those are edible mushrooms, right?
Yes.
So if you enjoy mushrooms and you want to find out more about it, and hopefully we will have edible mushrooms this fall, the date and time and place is?
That would be August 18th.
This coming Saturday.
And it will be at the new building for the Missouri Department of Conservation, which is it's on South 63 when you take the Discovery Parkway exit.
Okay.
3500 Gaines Road is where it's located.
And the time is what?
10 to noon.
10 to noon.
Yes.
And do people need to register ahead of time or just show up?
They can just show up. If they want, they can find more information about it at the website, momico.org.
Okay.
And that has some contact information, so they can contact me through email or phone from
okay.
the website and get more information on that. But if you want, you can just show up. There is a fee of $15 for non-members. But the membership is only $15 a year, and so if you want to come and join that day, participate in this one, you get in free, and you'll get the other ones too as well.
Okay, so if you join Saturday, then your membership's good for a whole year.
Yes.
So you can go to the one later on this fall, and you can go to all of them next year. That's the best deal to do right there. Okay, this coming Saturday. So you can go to Household Hazardous Waste before you go to the mushrooms.
Yes.
Because you're opening up early.
I'm opening up at 8. So at 8 o'clock. Bring your fluorescent light bulbs by. And then
yeah, and then go over to the mushroom workshop.
And okay. Mushrooms process some of that waste in nature. So there's some of nature's hazardous waste handlers. So it fits together perfectly.
All right. We're out of time for today. Thank you, all of you, for coming. I appreciate it. Tomorrow, Missouri Hep C Alliance and Maplewood Barn. I want to remind you, our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you would like to watch this program or listen to it again, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, get on Radio Friend, sign up for a free podcast or a podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.